With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is pressuring Senate Majority Leader John Thune to keep the Senate at work through what is traditionally a late summer recess. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Mr. Trump took to Truth Social to send a message to Leader Thune. He wrote, quote, "Hopefully the very talented John Thune, fresh off our many victories over the past 2 weeks, and indeed for 6 months, will cancel August recess in order to get my incredible nominees confirmed." President Trump continued, "We need them badly. Several high-profile nominees are at stake. Emily Bove, a lawyer for the Justice Department, is up for a judgeship on the federal court, and Jeanine Pirro, a former Fox News host, the top federal prosecutor in D.C. President Trump has encouraged Congress to keep up with the pace he established since taking office in January. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Texas Republicans are preparing to redraw the state's congressional districts ahead of the 2026 House elections. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has called a special session starting today to address hill country flooding and redraw the state's congressional map in a move encouraged by President Trump. The idea is to help the GOP retain control of the U.S. House during next year's midterm elections. Adam Kincaid, the executive director of the National Republican Redistricting Trust, says smart map drawing can yield pickup opportunities while not putting our incumbents in jeopardy. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump is threatening to hold up a stadium deal for Washington's football team if it doesn't restore its old name. Trump said Sunday on his social media site that the Washington Commanders should revert to the Redskins and the Cleveland Guardians should return to the Indians. Later in the day, he threatened the NFL team's stadium deal. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 19 points, the Nasdaq rose 78. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham visited the Pentagon this month.
The popular evangelist spoke at the monthly prayer service held there by Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "It was encouraging to visit with the secretary and witness his bold faith amongst and in front of the entire Pentagon team. I shared with the audience that my prayer for the U.S. military and its leaders is that Jesus Christ would be their rock." Graham is urging all Americans to pray for the military. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French Prime Minister François Bayrou wants to eliminate two public holidays from the country's annual calendar in order to save money. One of the dates he's targeted is important to French Christians, Easter Monday. Bayrou questions the religious importance of Easter Monday, suggesting that Christians already have enough holidays. He's also proposed to kill a holiday marking the Allied victory in World War II. SRN News. Attention, backyard grillers, beef prices have climbed to record highs.
And experts say don't expect much relief soon either. According to U.S. government data, the average price of a pound of beef rose to $6.12 in June, up nearly 12% from a year ago. The average price of all uncooked beef steaks rose 8% to $11.49 per pound. Beef prices have been steadily rising over the past 20 years because the supply of cattle remains tight while beef remains popular. John Scott reporting.
Want a little autumn in your August? Starbucks says its pumpkin spice latte will return to store menus in the U.S. and Canada on August 26th. The pumpkin spice latte is Starbucks' most popular seasonal beverage with hundreds of millions sold. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.